This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, January 16th. God's word to you today is Courage 2.0. Our scripture reading is taken from Hebrews 11, verse 34, and it says, "Quenched the flames of fire and escaped death by the edge of the sword. Their weakness was turned to strength. They became strong in battle and put whole armies to flight." David displayed the courage to obey his father, and secondly, David displayed the courage to face the Eliabs. Unfortunately, in some parts of the world, the culture subjugates younger people. They think young people do not have a voice, or they think young people are dumb. They are not dumb. They have a brain. In fact, they are more intelligent than the older generation. The younger generation has a contribution. In some cultures, when the elder has spoken, the matter is sealed. Do not live your life like that. I'm not saying that the younger ones should be disrespectful, but have the courage to face the Eliabs. Thirdly, David displayed the courage to face the Sauls. The Sauls are the people in authority. For some of us listening to this today, God is going to give us a solution this year that will make us stand before presidents of nations. They will tell you the solution cannot work, and you will tell them that it will work, and it will work in the name of Jesus, and so shall it be. The Sauls are those that are in authority. It takes courage to stand before them and still stand your ground. They will try to give you their armor and try to give you their strategies. But if their strategies had worked, we would not still be where we are. They will try to tell you how things are done. If you fall for it, you will become irrelevant to the things of God and to the move of God. They said to David, "Wear this suit, wear this armor, wear this." But David said, "No, the lion came, and by God, I killed it. I have not proved this suit." It takes courage to say no, like Daniel did when a king invited him to eat a delicacy at his table. It takes courage to say no. It took courage for David to say he was not going to wear King Saul's armor. The armor was probably made of gold and was probably very beautiful. It was the king's armor. What an honor. But David said, "I have not tried it." If all you have tried and has worked for you is the name of Jesus, then hold on to it. If all you have tried is at the name of Jesus, every knee bows, then you get to a place where they suggest you're a big boy, so do not use the name of Jesus so much. My advice is, hold on to the name of Jesus. It will take you places. David displayed the courage to face Goliath. As you display courage this year, you will have new streams of power, of wisdom, of influence, of anointing, and new streams of raw unction of the Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Expect new streams of life. Please read Ezekiel 47 verses 8 to 9. The new streams of life that will flow and is flowing in your life will bring life wherever it flows in Jesus' name. Amen. New streams will flow in you. New streams will flow through you. New streams will flow in your life and in your finances, in your home, in your health, in your walk with God. New streams in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. Father, according to your word, new streams will flow in me and new streams will flow through me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.